This is wrong. Of course it is. Here, in the church, in front of the sacred images, but oh, it's so good. We are carnal creatures, physical, with instinctive desires. There's no point in going against it. We need this. Heavenly Father, as I stand before your holy altar this morning, my heart overflows with gratitude for your boundless love and grace. I come to you, my Lord, seeking your wisdom, strength, and peace as I embark on this new day. Guide my steps and illuminate my path that I may always walk in your light. Fill me with your Holy Spirit that I may become a beacon of hope to all those I encounter. Protect me from the temptations of the enemy and grant me the discernment to recognize his schemes. As a humble servant, I ask you for your guidance in leading your flock. Grant me the wisdom to discern your will and the courage to carry it out. May I be a faithful shepherd, always seeking the lost and comforting the weary. I surrender my day to you, Lord. Use me as you see fit. Help me be a vessel of your love and grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh my goodness. You startled me. No. Please don't worry. I was lost in thought and prayer while speaking to the Lord. Do you need help with something, my child? No, don't worry. Today we won't have any service. Our holy church will be open for anyone who wants to come in and connect with God, our Lord. No, Father Jones isn't here at the moment, but if you... Certainly, my child, nothing is impossible with the help of the Lord. I'll do everything I can to help you. You seem distressed. Of course, you can tell me anything. This is God's house. It's a house of comfort, love, wisdom, help. There's nothing to worry about here. There's no judgment, no prejudice, much less condemnation. It's a house of rescue, a guide for us to always seek to be the best, to help us walk on the right path, the path of the Lord. You're safe here. Whatever it is that troubles you, no, please, don't be ashamed. You can cry. Let the tears express what your heart is feeling. There's no reason to hold back. There are no eyes of condemnation here. Only love. That's it. Oh my God, you poor thing. You're all trembling. Come here. Hold on to sister. No. Don't worry about anything. I feel like you need some affection, some special attention. A magical place to talk freely without eyes on us where you can tell me everything. It'll just be me, you, and our Lord and Savior. Does that sound good to you? That's great, child. Then come with me. Calm down. Everything is okay. You've never been this way in the church before. Oh, yes, I imagine not. This is more a reserved area for those involved in the congregation's activities. You like the ornaments around here? They are absolutely divine, don't you think? This church is special, so special, with centuries of history, a truly splendid place that brings a sense of peace to my heart. Do you visit our church often, my child? No, please, don't feel guilty. We can all go through, periods or rather moments when we end up distancing ourselves from contact with the church. I don't mean distancing ourselves from the Lord, but we get a little far from the place of prayer. Yes, my child, all of us. Me, you, Father Jones, all of us. Here we are. Come on, please, come on in. A sinner like you doesn't deserve to enter a sacred place. Oh, please, don't talk like that. After all, we're all sinners at some level. You're also a child of God, and you're welcome here. So please, come in. So welcome. Welcome to a special room, a place of concentration and prayer. Do you like it here? Absolutely. It's a place with an extraordinary spiritual energy, a mystical place, a perfect place to open your heart, your mind, your emotions, for me and for our Lord. Take a good look. This is a very special place, a place of peace and tranquility. Notice the soft glow of the candles. Each one represents a prayer answered, a hope fulfilled. The scent of incense fills the air, a gentle reminder of the divine presence. Look up there at the stained glass windows. They depict scenes from the Bible. Do you see that one? It's the story of the prodigal son returning home, a tale of forgiveness and redemption. And over there, the image of the Virgin Mary cradling Christ the child. A symbol of love, comfort, and hope. Now, turn around. See that beautiful crucifix? It's made of dark, rich wood, and the figure of Christ is so lifelike. His eyes seem to follow you, offering a sense of peace and understanding. And these walls, they're adorned with verses from the Bible, words of comfort, wisdom, and encouragement. Yes, this is a sacred place, a place where we can connect with the divine, a place where you can leave your burdens and find peace. Feel the warmth of the candles, the coolness of the stone beneath your feet. Let go of your worries and allow yourself to be enveloped by the love of God. Come, my child, sit with me. Let's talk without pressure, without judgment, just you and me in this special place. Here, a handkerchief for you to dry your tears. There's nothing to worry about. Why don't we start from the beginning? Tell me what's troubling you. Please, don't worry. Whatever it is, we're here to help. You think the enemy is tempting you? How so? You've been having dreams. Okay. What kind of dreams could make you think it's the enemy tempting you? No. Please. I'm not doubting you. I just want to understand. What kind of dreams? Oh, dear. Wet dreams, you say. That's so normal, dear. It happens to most people. They're extremely vivid dreams. Please, tell me more. So, they are extremely intense and repetitive dreams. Tell me, my child, by any chance in these dreams, are there people you know or are they unknown, invented by your mind? I understand. So you've been having these wet dreams with people you know. Okay, it could be that there is some action of the enemy on you, but it's too early to draw hasty conclusions. Would you mind sharing a little bit about these dreams with me? Okay, what can you tell me about the people who appear in your dreams? Colleagues at work and your boss. Okay, don't you think maybe these dreams are an impulse, or rather, your sexual desire for these women manifesting in the form of a dream? What is it, my child? Don't be surprised. You know, I wasn't born a nun. I know how this stuff works. I made a vow to our Lord, but I know very well the temptations of the flesh. Well, continuing, you say these dreams are very vivid, and you can remember them. I mean, now, talking to me, you can remember? Okay, can you share them with me? Yes, please, with as much detail as you can. This isn't a good idea. Why not? Please, don't be shy. Everything you say will stay between us. I am your sister in Christ, my child, and I'm here to help. And to help, I need to understand if and how the enemy's influence is acting on you. Yes, please, my child, don't hold back. Tell me with as much detail as you can. You're scared? Shh, come on. Shh. It's okay. Look at me, child. Take my hand. Like this. Do you trust, sister? Do you believe in the power of the word, my child? Very well. Close your eyes and repeat after me with great faith. Lord, our God, our beloved and dear Father, I am here in your humble presence, O Father, hear me. Hear the plea of your humble follower, O Father, protect me, put me under your sacred mantle. Give me the strength, the courage, the divine protection to resist the temptations of the enemy, O Father. Give me strength and peace of spirit, Lord. I am your faithful sheep, your child, imperfect, but always trying to stay on the right path. Guide me, Father. Guide me with your powerful hand. Help me overcome this, all the trials that may come to me in my journey in this world. I leave everything in your hands, my beloved Father. In the name of the Lord, amen. Very well, child. Now tell me your dream. Oh, my. Let me just process all of this you've told me. So, in this dream with your boss, she calls you to her office saying she needs to talk to you. But when you get there, she's almost naked in lingerie, a black fishnet stockings, a super sexy bra highlighting her breasts. She then walks towards you in a very seductive way, the sound of her high heels echoing through the room. She gets close to you and starts rubbing against you, kissing your neck, your cheek, your ears, whispering dirty things, rubbing her ass against your crotch, teasing you, telling you to touch her, asking you to run her, to run your hands over her, on her thighs, on her ass, telling you to spank her. Then, as you said, in your dream, you can't fight the urge, and you pull her towards you. Her body presses against yours as you explore her with your hands, letting yourself be consumed. Sliding from her belly to her tits, squeezing them very hard, making her moan with pleasure. Her moan's only giving you more and more arousal. You rip off her bra roughly and start playing with her nipples, with your fingertips, squeezing, twirling, pulling, making circular patterns, making her moan a breathy, desperate moan. You make her lean against the desk, her ass turned towards you, exposed. Then you start spanking her, more and more, making her moan and moan with each slap. The more you hit her, the more she begged for more, harder, faster, making her ass red and sore, marked with your ferocity. Then you pull her up forcefully and make her kneel before you, and then you take your cock out in front of her. Well, there she is on her knees before your hard member. Then she starts to suck you off, to lick you, to suck you really good and fast and frenetic, slobbery, with so much desire if she had been holding back until that very moment. Fuck. Then, Then you grab her head and shove your cock in her throat with all your might and hold it like that, feeling the heat of her mouth around your shaft, making her gag and cough with tears running down her face. Then you start fucking her mouth, thrusting and thrusting with speed, nonstop, without thinking, giving yourself completely to the pleasure. And, oh my God, what's happening to me? Then you laid her there on the floor, opened her legs, and you shove your cock deep into her pussy with all your might. Oh fuck, my nipples are... No. Shh, don't open your eyes. Please don't open your eyes. I think it's more clear that there's an action of the devil on you, my child. And shh, be quiet. Oh, my goodness, you're so hard. I can feel it even through your pants. No. Be quiet, my child. Sister's gonna take care of everything. Don't worry, don't worry. Yes, it's not something a nun should do, but before being a nun, I'm a woman. Oh, I thought I had buried these desires deep inside me a long time ago, but I can't control myself. I need to... Oh, my holy God, your cock. It feels so good to feel your cock in my hand. So warm, so alive, so... This is wrong? Of course it is. Here, in the church, in front of the sacred images, but... Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's pleasurable, isn't it? You got so turned on just from telling your dream while being in a sacred place, and me too. My body reacted. Your dream ignited my imagination. Triggered desires I thought were no longer part of me. I'm so horny. I'm on fire. My pussy's throbbing just imagining your dream. No. Don't fight it. Surrender to desire. We are carnal creatures, physical, with instinctive desires. There's no point in going against it. We need this. We need the adrenaline of pleasure, the excitement, the physical contact. Oh, your mouth says no, but your cock is already full of pre-cum. Let me spread the pre-cum all over your cock, making it all wet and sticky and slippery. It feels so good to feel my hands sliding on your shaft, up and down, sliding very nicely from top to bottom. Oh, but it's not fair that only I can see you exposed to me with your cock out. Do you want to see me? Do you want to see me, child? Say it. Say it. Please, sister, show me your body. Expose yourself to me the way God brought you into the world. Good boy. Let me take off my habit. Like this. Naked, completely exposed to your gaze, with the images of stained glass windows behind me. Look at me. Look at me, my child. The body that God gave me. A body made for sin. Yes, hot. I guess I am hot. Come on, my child. Stand up. Come closer to me. That's right. Take off all your clothes. Let's be completely exposed to each other as it should be. Do you want to touch them? You want to touch my tits? Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Indulge in your desire. Let instinct consume you just like in your dream. Oh, God. Like this, like this. Oh, spread your hand all over and give my tit a good squeeze. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. That's it. Oh, keep squeezing. Oh, feeling how it feels in your hand. Oh, the softness, the fullness, the warmth of my skin. Oh, Now, the sensation of my hot nipple rubbing against the palm of your hand. Oh, that's it. That's it. Squeeze harder, harder, as much as you want. Oh, oh my God. Pulling on my nipple. Oh, that's it. That's it. Pull it. Oh, pull it harder. Oh, give in to the sin. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, God. Twirling my nipple like it's a pleasure knob. Oh, fuck. More. More. I want more. Harder. Harder. Oh, suck me. Yeah, suck on my tit. Put my sinful hard nipple in your mouth. Latch onto it tight and suck it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's it. That's it, little sheep. Keep sucking on my tit. Give in to sin. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, I'm nibbling on my nipple. Oh, it's so good. What an incredible feeling. Oh, lick and suck and bite. Oh, give in to carnal desire. Oh, 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 that's it. Oh, bury your face in my tits. Let's use each other for pleasure, giving in to our deepest desires. Oh, yeah, that's right. Stay like that. Your face between my breasts. Oh, smell the scent. My scent. The scent of sinful representative of God who desires you ardently. Let me suck you off. Let me blow you. I want to go down on your cock right here in this sacred place. Like this, on my knees, as I have been so many times to pray to God, but now to worship your hot cock. Oh, forgive me, O Lord. Oh, forgive me. For I am a sinner. Oh, the temptation of the enemy was too much for me. I'm consumed. I'm consumed by pleasures of the flesh. I like it. I like it so much. I'm a sinful, dirty nun, completely surrendered to pleasure. Oh, I love sucking cock, Lord. I love the smell, the taste, the feeling of it going in and out of my mouth. Oh, fuck. It's so good. So fucking good. Oh, it's so fucking good to feel your cock going deep in my throat, my jaw. Please, please, Lamb of God, use my mouth. Like in your dream. Fuck my mouth, just like in your daddy fantasy with your boss. over and make me reach heaven with your cock stretching my throat. Come on. Come on, don't hold back. Use me the way your depraved, sinful mind wants to use your boss. Oh, God. Fuck. This is so good. It's so fucking good. I don't want to stop. Fuck my mouth with your cock. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me, but I like it. I like to sin. I like to transgress the word and succumb to the pleasures of the flesh. Yeah. Yeah. More. I want more. I use my mouth with all your might, without holding back, without thinking, without blinking, with everything you've got. More, more, harder, harder. Use this dirty sinner's mouth. Please fuck me. I need to feel your cock deep inside my sinful pussy. I'm wet. I'm fucking drenched for you. Please. Please. Tear me apart. Split me in half. Use and abuse my obscene hole. Oh, my hair. What are you? Oh my God. Making me lean against the Holy Mary. I am. I'm a filthy sinner. I deserve to be taken in front of the eyes of the greatest mother, the one who brought our Savior into this world. Oh, yes, yeah, yes, spread my legs. My hole is all yours, completely exposed to you, ready for the consummation of our sinful act. Please, oh, please, please fuck this blasphemous dirty sin on my child, please. Right here, in this sacred place, while I'm, oh, God, while I'm arched, surrendered to the arms of our Holy Mother. Please don't just tease me like this, rubbing your cock against my pussy like that. Please, please, shove your cock all the way inside me. Do as Adam, the original sinner, and take the forbidden fruit. Oh God, please, fuck this filthy sinful nun who made the sacred vow to serve the Lord. Fuck me. Oh yeah, become a defiler of the sacred along with this sinful nun. Fuck, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. It's so good to have your cock buried deep inside my wet, needy pussy. Yeah, stretching me out. Just like that, my pussy embracing your cock, as if inviting it to go deeper and deeper. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Yeah, use me. Fucking pound this sinful hole right here in the arms of Mary. Oh, God. Yeah. This is so fucking good. So heavenly good. Oh, forgive me, Mary, my beloved mother. Oh, God.
I'm a daddy-depraved woman. I tried to resist. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I tried to fight the enemy's influence, but it was too much for me. Oh, I'm a slave to the pleasures of the flesh. And I like it. I'm unashamed. I love it. I love having my pussy penetrated. Oh, God. Oh, you don't mind, do you, that I like this? Mm-hmm. Oh, clinging to your image while he fucks me. Opening me up while he relentlessly fucks my hole. I love you, Mother, and I love our Almighty God, but I can't deny myself pleasure. Oh, God, yeah. Not anymore. Never again. I don't want to think about a life without fucking. I want more. Much more. Giving myself completely to my lust, to pleasure, to discovering who I am. A dirty, depraved, sinful creature who loves pleasure. I want to be used and use others for pleasure without thinking about vows to the sacred. I'm a faithful follower of God's word, completely surrendered to sin. And I like it. I like to sin. I like the pleasure. Fuck me. Fuck me more. Fuck me harder with everything you've got. Unleash the wild beast inside you. Make me the dirty, slutty, sex-addicted sinner I was born to be. Fuck. Ram into me with everything you can. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God, it feels so good to fuck. Are you getting close? Are you gonna come, my child? Fuck, yeah. Me too. Me too. Just like that. I'm gonna come. Let's come. Fuck, let's come together. Fuck me with everything you've got until you can't take it anymore. No, don't take your cock out. Keep pounding hard, my wet pussy. I want you to come inside me. I want to feel your explosion inside of me. Fuck. I want to feel your cock throbbing inside my pussy while you spurt your hot load deep inside my depraved cunt. We're all dirty blasphemers who don't care about fucking in a sacred place. Oh, God. Come inside me. Fill me up. Give me all your fucking load. Harder, harder, harder. Fuck. Stay like this. Tight against my body. Your cock and balls deep in my pussy while you give me all your cum. No need to worry. No one will appear here. We're good. Stay like this, clinging to me, rubbing your sweaty body against mine. Forgive us, Mother Mary, Almighty God, but the temptation was too powerful to resist, isn't it, my child? Forgive me, Father, but my vows mean nothing. Not now. I want to fuck much more. I want to sin more and more. And I won't stop, Father. I don't want to stop. I'm a daddy sinner. And I like it. Oh my God, my child squeezing my tits. I can feel your cock getting hard again inside me. Ah, oh, it feels so good when you play with my nipples. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you want more? Ah, oh, do you want to fuck me more right here in the sacred place? Do you? Ah, we don't care if this was the influence of the enemy. It feels good. It's hot and it turns us on. Ah, we? Oh, yeah. We're dirty, depraved sinners. Oh, fuck me. Yeah. Oh, oh, fuck me, my child. Ah, yeah. Fuck this sinful nun's pussy. Ah, ah.